Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Patiently standing by is Patrick Kelly, Chief Director for Price Statistics at StatsSA. Thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz, particularly to be the bearer of great news.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, as you mentioned in your intro, inflation slowed down to 4.4% in August. So it had been at 4.6% in July. And this is a kind of three-year-plus low that we are seeing. So, that's really good news for consumers who are obviously struggling with a high cost of living and for others that are interested in that, yeah.
Patrick, in particular, I think the ones, you know, food and fuel, you know, are such big they comprise the largest part of our core inflation, although we don't have that measure any longer. But fuel prices, we're expecting another low, a multi-year low in next month. And housing and restaurant prices have done quite well in terms of tempering. But one of the things that we see is that food and drink continues to sort of creep higher.
Yeah, so I mean, just to pick up on the food and drinks, so that's specifically the non-alcoholic type of drinks. I mean, that inflation rate has been slowing for over 8 months. And we've just, you know, it's kind of just ticked up in August to 4.7%. And, you know, we do see in some of the big important food groups such as bread and cereals, as well as meat, a bit of a tick up. So bread and cereals has been increasing over the last 3 months and is at 5.8% in August. Meat increased by 1.8% over the year, which is not a lot, but it had only been at 1% the previous year. So there are certainly some pressures there. You know, if we drill down a little bit into the bread and cereals, for example, brown bread just between July and August picked up by 1.3%, white bread by 1.2%. Sure. So I mean, those numbers don't seem that big, but if you accumulate that kind of increases over the
several months,
yeah, they add up to something, exactly.
And Patrick, just help us understand what's driving that. Is this crops or is this other inputs that are becoming more costly in terms of the manufacture of bread?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any one specific thing. I mean, we have seen some increases in wheat prices at the agricultural level. So that's typically what's influencing when you talk about bread and cereals, particularly the wheat-based products are the ones that we are seeing having bigger increases. So I think it does stem from that.
And do we think, you know, we've covered it on the show here and we've been hearing that while still rising on the meat front, chicken prices are rising at a slower rate, hoping, I suppose, that it can be restored as the key or the most popular protein among South Africans. I think tinned fish has become that. Do you see any sort of signs of tempering? I know that's not your area to necessarily forecast, but are there any signs in terms of the underlying drivers of prices that might indicate that?
Yeah, look, overall chicken prices have been moderating. So, you know, this month in particular, we did see, for example, whole chicken down 2.2% in the month. Chicken giblets, you know, offal down 1.3%. Those have been slowing down. You know, it's not necessarily across the board, and they do tend to go up and down. But, you know, IQF chicken portions, which is the frozen prepacked chicken that, yes, you know, is very popular, that also dipped in the month about negative 4.2%. So I think generally on the chicken front and meat in general, but chicken is the biggest portion of that, you know, inflation has certainly been slowing down.
That's great news. Frustratingly, for me, a veggie lover, amongst the higher month-on-month increases are your peppers, broccoli, pumpkins, potatoes, lettuce, cucumber, apples. And then you also note in your report that sweets are the ones where the prices are coming down. This is not helping my diet, Patrick.
Well, yeah, it's true. Look, I mean, vegetables and fruit tend to be quite volatile in their price movements because you have a very short time span to get them from the field to the market. So they are very susceptible to any kind of changes in supply and weather and the like. So I wouldn't be too disheartened. You know, over a period of time, vegetables are at 4.4% on an annual basis. So that's exactly on the average inflation rate. Fruits is at 1.9% year on year. So that's kind of half of the annual average inflation rate. So I don't think you should be too despairing.
Fantastic. This is good news for us. I look forward to tomorrow, 3 p.m. No promises, but I think the global and local factors are in our favor for even more easing of prices. Thank you so much for giving us this insight. Patrick Kelly. Patrick is the Chief Director of the Price Statistics at Stats SA. It's 6:30.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
Well, moving from the micro and macro factors that drive the basket of goods in your home to the micro and macro factors that might drive the businesses that you may be running. If you have a family-owned business or local corporate here in South Africa and might be looking to internationalize not just the corporatization of it, but even your trade and partnerships around the continent, an interesting partner for you to consider would be Standard Bank. Standard Bank has a really strong footprint across the African continent. I think the most prevalent amongst our big five and across various African markets, and is actually introducing a really great Mauritius offshore offering to strengthen that prevalence. I'm joined this evening by Bill Blackie, he's Chief Executive Officer of Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank. Bill, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz.
Hey, good evening. It's really nice to be with you, and thanks for your time. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. You know, we often focus so much on those top 40 or at least large scale businesses like your own when we discuss business. But there's some, and then we either that or we focus very much on small and medium enterprises. But they are scalable family owned businesses somewhere in the middle, possibly even delivering just as much, that need to be taken care of. And Standard Bank has not left them behind. Tell us a little bit about this initiative in Mauritius.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to chat to you. You're absolutely right. There are many great, great family businesses in South Africa and across the African continent more broadly, and they continue to grow at great pace. So it's a very exciting segment of the market. It's something that we've created specific focus on here in Standard Bank and want to make sure that we can help those customers grow not just only within their own market but also outside of that market. So that's really the point of starting to facilitate and provide banking services in Mauritius. What you find is that many, many family-owned businesses who want to stretch beyond just the domestic African market into the next-door market or a couple of next-door markets. And so that's really what we're focusing on. The value of something like Mauritius is that it's obviously an incredibly stable economy. It's an investment grade, follows the best regulatory controls in the world, and that provides a very stable place for these family-owned businesses to assist and manage their capital flows. Absolutely. So that's really what we're working on.
And this is especially important in terms of, I imagine, hard currency flows. I know that for many African markets and companies operating in African markets, a sudden, maybe not so liberalized interest rate or central bank move or the freezing of liquidation of foreign assets can be frustrating to being able to operate businesses. We hear that from South African retailers that are listed here in South Africa even. That international, that IFC sort of Mauritius partnership must support stability and reliability.
Absolutely. And it's all about ultimately supporting businesses and helping them grow on the African continent. But to the point you were raising, you know, if you were an entrepreneur in Ghana, for example, over the last year and a half, you would have lost 50% of your capital if you'd kept it all in local currency. The value of these types of offerings is it gives companies the opportunity to manage both their onshore and offshore liquidity. At this time, it's very important to help African companies to start to build those balance sheets so they can reinvest in Africa and stimulate the growth in Africa.
The treasury functions that are available, the assistance with trade, and as well as, I suppose, as I was saying earlier, corporatizing and making sure that one is compliant across various markets. Are these facilitations that we can rely on Standard Bank to hold our hands through if we are relatively new to these markets as family businesses?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's important. We've been in Mauritius as a bank for many, many years.
That's true.
That offering was primarily focused on our corporate and investment banking customers previously. So now what we're doing is we're extending that to offer it to family-owned businesses. As we would describe it here, the business and commercial banking segment. And as you've identified, it facilitates treasury services. It facilitates international trade. And interestingly, given what they've established in Mauritius, what it can do is it can help families establish the sort of mechanisms for multi-generational ownership of those businesses. So those businesses can then be handed down from one generation to the next. So there's a lot of value in that.
It's interesting you say that, because that was going to be my next question, whether, you know, a family or ultra high net worth or high net worth offering on the wealth management side might follow soon.
I think these are all natural consequences, but we'll take them one step at a time.
Yes.
You know, our primary focus now is helping the businesses grow. In due course, the wealth that's generated from that maybe a focus first.
Now, the offering was launched today at your headquarters right around the corner from our studio. I'm curious, you know, to know what the reception was.
It's actually amazing. We had representatives from the Mauritian government who'd been part of the process of conceptualizing the strengthening of Mauritius right from the early days, sort of over the last 30 years. We had our Group Chief Executive, Sim, with us today. And we had actually a number of clients who had come out just to listen and just to understand what it was that we'd be offering in the future. These are obviously clients that we bank here in South Africa and on the rest of the continent. So it was really pleasing to see that response.
Just if I might be a client of yours or hoping to be a client of yours and just want to have a full understanding of whether or not it's appropriate to approach you, what are some of the criteria for me to qualify for BCB banking? Do you have sort of thresholds of assets or revenue or size of operations? And are there any excluded countries? I suppose it's just where Standard Bank banks.
So we're in 20 countries across the African continent. So anybody who is present in any one of those countries should be available to. And the best way, we actually, in business and commercial banking in Standard Bank, we stretch right from startup businesses to large family-owned businesses. So just before they would stretch into what we would call our corporate investment banking franchise.
Right.
And the best way to access that is actually through the relationship managers. And that's part of what we're trying to deliver here, is that make sure that the company's relationship managers have access to both the South African offering and can hold the customer's hands as they look at other alternatives.
I'm excited about this, not only for Standard Bank itself, but my mind is sort of ticking over at the various opportunities, either from people that I advise or my own ventures, and really glad to hear about this offering, Bill. Not just for other African countries, but our own exchange rate volatility and pressures that we face right here in SA. I'm sure many of our importers and exporters would be happy to hear this.
Yes, thank you. We think it's an exciting proposition, and I'm really pleased that you feel the same way about it.
Wonderful stuff. Bill Blackie there, Chief Executive Officer of Business and Commercial Banking, letting us know, from Standard Bank, that is, and letting us know the efforts and the strides that Standard Bank Group is taking to give you access as a family-owned or local corporate anywhere on those 20 countries on the African continent where Standard Bank operates to take advantage of their IFC relationship in Mauritius, the very conducive investing and business environment in Mauritius to assist you in running your corporation.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.